communicate collaboratively with set, lighting, and costume designers. Theatrical skill. Knowing how to sustain the peaks and valleys once you get moving in the right direction. Temporal skill. Feeling time in your gut, so you know when a scene or phrase has gone on long enough. Motivational skill. Making people want to work with you and for you. Entrepreneurial skill. Getting the project up in front of people. Promotional skill. Keeping it going after the first performance. Athletic skill. Knowing as much as possible about how the body works and moves. Literary skill. Having a sense of beginning, middle, and end. A writer might not need sculptural skill, since he doesn't work in three dimensions. Most creative endeavors don't require athletic or musical or design skills. Still, I suspect everyone could use at least two-thirds of these categories to get the most out of his or her efforts. Of course, there's an skill that I don't even feel obliged to list. That, dear reader, is discipline. Everyone needs it. No explanation required. The skills you've developed suffuse all aspects of your ability to create. The white-hot pitch of creativity is only useful to the person who knows what to do with it. In his notebooks, in discussing the power of the crossbow, Leonardo da Vinci makes reference to doubling its degrees of fury through applied technique and dexterity. This is a useful metaphor for your creative efforts. You double your intensity with skill. Before taking on a subject, Leonardo would consider it from an extraordinary number of directions. He had a poetic feel for scientific imagery. Take his description of waves upon the water. Observe the motion of the surface of the water, how it resembles that of hair, which has two movements. One depends on the weight of the hair, the other on the direction of the curls. Thus the water forms whirling eddies, one part following the impetus of the chief current, and the other following the incidental motions and return flow. Leonardo's breadth of interests was remarkable. So was his ability to bounce back from one area, to study another, and find relationships between them. This refreshed him, kept alive his passion for the new. Painters, writers, musicians, we all need this breadth and passion if we're going to keep perfecting our craft, whether or not there is approval, validation, or money coming from it. I saw this when I worked with Baryshnikov. He was the most skilled classical dancer of his time. There was nothing he couldn't do in the classical repertoire. Yet overriding all this ability was an enormous romantic desire to perform American dance. It's the reason he left his country and family and defected to America. In hindsight, his success in the West looks like a no-brainer, but it wasn't that obvious back in 1975 when he and I first met and worked together on the jazzy Push Comes to Shove. I could have easily given him a flashy dance with leaps and turns that took advantage of his great technique. It would have thrilled the audience, but it would have disappointed him. His desire to dance something new and different was overwhelming. He had turned his life upside down to fulfill that passion, so while I did invent jumps and pirouettes for him, you have to let your thoroughbreds run at some point, I also gave him a character to play, the master of ceremonies, complete with hat, that he regarded as very American, practically vaudevillian. He took the character, and somehow this great dancer made himself appear as an underdog to the audience, very vulnerable, very appealing, all because of his extreme passion to dance in a way he considered American. Without passion, all the skill in the world won't lift you above craft. Without skill, all the passion in the world will leave you eager but floundering. Combining the two is the essence of the creative life. Exercises. 23. Take inventory of your skills Before you can appreciate your skills and where you might need improvement, you need to take inventory. This is tougher than it sounds. Where do you begin? With basic skills you take for granted, like walking and talking, or the specific skills that enhance your craft? To help you get started, I asked my dance troupe to describe a successful dancer's skill set. Here's what they came up with. Obviously, there is the athletic component. Dancers have to be exceptional athletes, and under athletic would be the basic skills of coordination, balance, poise, flexibility, endurance, and strength. These are so basic that dancers forget to mention them. Moving and its component parts are like breathing to them. Then there's acting skill. Dancers have to display a sense of timing and the ability to play a character. Musicality is also a skill. Dancers have to move in rhythm with the music and also know how to phrase against it. Perseverance is a big skill, too. The dancer's life is tougher than most. It's just like acting or singing, only in addition to remembering your lines and performing, you have to train like a prize fighter for 4 or more hours a day to maintain your athletic skills. Discipline goes hand in hand with perseverance. So does a sense of humor. Every great dancer has this, or at least a sense of the absurd. To a visitor from Mars, it's a bizarre and silly art we pursue. We stand on one leg rather than two. We float our arms overhead rather than keep them at our sides. We spin on our toes, trying to convince people that these movements are beautiful. Then there is the refinement of these skills, like physical intelligence, by which I mean an awareness of how your body moves in space. There are also good reflexes, which are genetic gifts in the form of fast twitch muscle fibers that can also be enhanced. As a choreographer, I particularly value a dancer's ability to function well in a group. I look for dancers who can work independently and yet also pull together as a team. Partnering is a subset of this, but maybe even more valuable for a dancer's career. If you can't partner, you rarely find work. So is willingness to take direction, a skill noticed mostly when absent.